You've set up a GoFundMe page to raise money for the residents affected by the gas explosion in Goulpins Road on Monday. Can you tell me, why have you done this?
So I set it up. I spoke to Kate and I was like, listen, I want to do something. I can't sit here and not do anything. Do you think it's a good idea if we set up a GoFundMe? We kind of sat on it for a day or two. And then we saw a comment on a post. Was it a tweet? It was a tweet from Naomi. She's the managing director here at the centre. And in her tweet, it stated that if there was anybody wanted to do any fundraising or wanted to donate any funds, it would be very, very handy because they want to fundraise for the families that have been evacuated to help them throughout the day when they've got nothing to do. So a lot of these hotels and B&Bs, they're not allowed to stay there during the day. They can only go there to sleep. So with very little funds and nothing to do, we thought this is where we could come in to help support them.
And we had in mind some, you know, some light relief, some days out, maybe perhaps some for the families that haven't got children, perhaps a meal out, just to take them away from, you know, just for a little while, that everything that's going on. And of course, you know, people's mental health has been largely affected by this tragic incident. And, you know, post-traumatic stress syndrome is a really serious thing. And, you know, lots of people have reacted in different ways to the incident. And, you know, this is what this community does. At Pollard Hill, we just all come together, you know, with the help and the support of New Horizon Centre. We're like one big family, and we know that good times, bad times, you know, this community centre is always here. And, you know, the local residents, we, you know, our first port of call, you know, come down to the centre, find out what's needed, all rally together and work together to make sure that everyone's got what they need. So although the council of Merton Council have obviously placed families in, you know, a temporary accommodation, and they're getting a certain amount of, you know, a budget each day to feed their family, I think it's £20. A lot of everything else has been fallen to donations and the community centre.
So for
This is what the community centre do. Common Side Trust, that's based here, and the Step Forward Project. This is what they do on a day-to-day basis only. Obviously, it's not at such a large scale. So we want to give them some recognition as well. Just to say, like, as a member of the community, we hugely are so grateful for everything that they do here. I myself, I've been supported by them. I've had help from them.
Myself.
I don't think people actually realise what they do. Everybody's seeing this situation that's happened now, but they do this anyway, behind closed doors. This is what they do every single day, just on a smaller scale, because obviously at the moment there's 500 people, 200 homes, but about 500 people, if not more. So obviously it's a larger scale that they're working with right now, but they do this every day anyway.
And when all the media, you know, and it's all quieting down, the community centre will still be doing what they do best and ensuring the long term that the people's okay, their mental health and their well-being, and that they've got everything they need, you know, because this is, you know, this was a big incident. It, you know, a child lost her life, and, you know, That can't be undone, but they have stepped up and they will continue to step up because it's what they do.
A lot of families are going to need support and continued support for quite a while after this. So this is what they do. This is what Common Side will step up and do. They will provide comfort. Go on.
Sorry. So for the money that you have raised so far, you're planning on, you know, spending that to help kind of keep the residents affected, keep them busy during the day, because as you mentioned, they can only really go back to the hotels to sleep. Have you been able to do this already? And if so, how do you think they are feeling, the fact that you guys are doing this for them? Have they been, you know, grateful? And if not, how do you think they will feel when they do get, you know, to go out and have a little bit of respite, I guess, and in, not joy, but kind of take their mind away from what's actually going on in reality?
So we want to provide some comfort and joy for the last weeks of the summer holidays. It's kind of all in the process now. Things are being arranged and planned. It obviously will take a couple of days. The way GoFundMe work is that anything that's donated before the 15th, they send it that month. Anything after the 15th, you receive the following month. It goes directly to Commonside because they are a charity and they're already registered with GoFundMe. So it's literally just down to when they transfer the funds over. I think there's probably some funds already available, so there are things already in place and being planned as we speak.
And we've actually, for even if it provides a couple of coaches that are paid for a seaside day out trip that families can go to, it's a bit of light relief, you know, a day from everything that's been going on,
taking away from this chaos.
We've had a couple of people that, you know, that have been affected, that live on Galpins, that have actually said, you know, it's such a lovely idea, and just thanked us. I mean, we don't need thanking, because at the end of the day, we know that if we needed help, people would step up and help us.
Exactly that. It could have been one of us, and we wouldn't have nowhere to go, no one to turn to. We would have come here. This community centre, it is literally, if I have, it really is, and it, not just me, anyone, if something's like, say for me, for instance, if I've got a letter that I don't quite understand, or I don't know what to do, I would normally have just chucked it in my drawer, ignored it, whatever it could have been, whether it was a debt or anything, it would have just built up. But now I just bring it straight down here, and the community centre, they help me with it. So I think everyone's first
port of call
would be come to the centre.
Even if they can't directly help you, they will put you in touch with someone that can help you, but they don't turn
people. They know the right agencies to contact.
So it sounds like the community centre is a seriously important part of the community. Going back to your GoFundMe page, how much money are you trying to raise, and how much have you raised so far?
We did put like a £5,000 target on there, but whether it reaches that, I don't know. If it goes over that, that's fantastic. So that's kind of the set target, but obviously as much as we could get would be amazing.
And, sorry, one second, let me just cross this off. And for the people who are listening, what would you say to them to encourage them to dig deep and donate?
Look, we don't expect everyone to be able to donate. Even just sharing, that is supporting our cause, that is supporting these families. But if they did want to dig deep and they do want to donate, from the bottom of our hearts, we truly appreciate it. I don't actually think, unless you're seeing with your own eyes what is actually going on down here, I don't think you're going to understand how it has affected these families. So this little bit of funding that we're trying to get, it's going to mean so much to them. I have a friend, she's staying in a hotel. I speak to her on a regular basis. She's upset. She's emotional. The children have nothing to do. They're crying all the time. They're sad. They don't know how it's going to affect them even when they go home after this. People are losing jobs because of this. People can't go to work.
Can't access their cars.
They can't access cars, work ID, uniforms. They're stuck in a hotel.
And I think...
Or they're stuck wandering around doing nothing, or they're here at the community centre. So you can imagine how that would affect them. So this funding, obviously, it's going to mean a lot to them.
And I know the cost of living, you know, has really, you know, risen. But I feel like if everyone sort of donated a pound, which is less than your pay for milk, every little helps. I don't, you know, expect that everyone's in a position to donate. But, you know, a little as £1, you know, will all add up and, you know, contribute towards the fund.
We can't take away what's happened, but we can help. We can help make it easier for them.
Absolutely.
One day at a time. Day by day.
It's just going to be, also I just want to add, it's just a short few weeks away until a lot of these children that live down Galpins Road will be, you know, starting a new year in school, and, you know, they'll have to walk down that road where that the house is a, you know, there's a house completely missing, and live with that trauma. And I think mental health in this instance is, you know, going to have a big part to play. And having to go back to school and sort of say, well, I spent most of the summer in
like
a bed and breakfast because of this happened down my road. It'd be nice if they went back to school and said, you know what, the summer, you know, some not very nice things happened, but we did have a really lovely day, you know, a seaside day out or wherever, you know.
They're going to remember this for a long time.